神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Once again, we are here to challenge you in an area that many people live.
再次我们要在一个这样的一个主题里面来跟你谈，因为这个是大家很多人所有的问题。
Are you a person that when you have a job to do, you do it immediately, or do you wait and put it off?
当你有一个工作需要做的时候，你是那个马上把它完成的人，还是那个会把它割下来，把它延宕下来的人？
I'm afraid there are lots of us that procrastinate.
我恐怕很多人是所谓的就是延迟、单延、拖延的人。
Putting off things until we really feel bad inside about it.
把事情拖延下来，一直到心里面有一种不好的感受。
So we're going to talk about procrastination.
所以今天要谈的就是拖延。
Let's look at what it means. What does it really mean?
到底我讲的是什么意思呢？
It means to delay or put off doing what needs to be done.
意思是说呢，该做的时候没有做完，然后把它搁下来了。
And the problem is, it becomes a habit.A postponement.
问题是这样的一个情况慢慢就养成为成为一个习惯，变成你的做事情的一种态度习惯。
And then we have both external and internal consequences.
那这样子的话会带来外面还有里面的结果。
On the outside, the consequences range from missing a deadline and losing our job and destroying our relationships.
在外面来看的话，有可能你会失去你的工作，或者是你就没有按照你的这个时间来做成，效果不好，或者是你甚至呢会失去你的人际关系。
The internal feelings can range from a mild discouragement in yourself.To actually an intense self-condemnation, which brings on distress and despair.
那么里面会产生的结果呢，从你里面的那种挫败感，然后慢慢的会造成里面的一种自责，或者是自我定罪，然后呢，自己就有很多的愧疚。
One of the reasons is the lack of motivation that really shows our maturity and purposeful behavior in our life.
会有这种拖延的一种态度，是因为我们本身里面没有那种动力，没有动机可以做事情，而且是出于我们自己不成熟的原因。
It's an inability to stay on course in what we're doing.
就是我们做事的时候呢，没有那种可以持久、可以忍耐、坚持的这种能力。
Actually, it fills our road with bumpy ride in the area of responsibility and personal accountability.
那这样的话，对我们做事情的这种交代、负责任的态度，我们就缺乏了。
I want to give you a list today that will help you to see how responsible are you and how personally accountable are you.In the things of life.
我要给你一些项目，让你可以检查一下，到底在你的人生，你的生活当中，你那种负责任的态度有多少。
Do you delay things until the last minute?
你是不是那个到最后的关头才做完事情的人呢？
You know, after a while, that's what you're known for.
那不久之后你就发现别人都这样子来承认你是这样的人。
People say about you, well, they'll probably get it done, but they always start at the last minute.
别人就会认为你是那个会做好，但是是最后一分钟才做好的。
And then in the last minute, when you start a project, actually you cannot do your very best because you're under pressure.
当你在最后的关头才做的时候呢，因为你在压力下面做，所以你做的不会太好的。
Then there's those that begin to collect material for a project.
有些人开始收集为自己工作的一些资料。
Maybe you high school students or college students understand what I mean.
那高中的学生或大学的学生知道我在说什么，收集资料做你们的工作。
You get the material, but you never can get yourself started until the last minute.
你收集了很多资料，但是呢，总是没有办法开始工作。
Then there's that part that we begin to hurt others by our putting off.
那因为我们的拖延呢，有时候会伤害到就是别人方面，影响到别人的方面。
We obstruct the efforts of others, but not doing ours on time.
那我们应该跟人家合作的部分呢，我们自己单延下来，所以呢就影响别人了。
Sometimes at a job, when the two people are working on this, and the one just puts off and puts off, and that keeps the other one from getting done what they need to get done.
比如说有两个同事，他们做的事情呢，是两个连接在一起的，结果有一个常常拖延，就影响到另外一个的进度。
Are you a person that deliberately works slowly or inefficiently?
你是不是那一个常常拖延，做得很慢，而且没有效果的人？
Are you a person that resents someone telling you how to be more productive, how to do it better, how to get more out of it?
你是不是那种人家告诉你应该怎么做得更好，应该怎么改进，而你心里面会很恼恨的人？
You see, when people do that, you come face to face with the reality that you are not doing well enough.
因为当别人跟你这样讲的时候，是代表他们在跟你说你做得不够好。
So then resentment comes up in your heart, and you feel like, well, that person is not their business what you do.
有时候你心里面会很不喜欢，很不高兴，你就想说这个跟你无关。
But in reality, you're only hitting back because deep inside, you are aware of your lack.
事实上你会有这样的一种反应，是因为你里面心里清楚知道你自己就是这样的人。
Are you one that avoids competition? And you just don't get into anything that you might not succeed in.
你是不是那种很不喜欢跟人家有比较、有竞争、有比赛的，很避免这种比赛的这样的场面的人？
And again, that's only a symptom. The reality of it is that you do not feel competent inside to be able to do well because your past pattern has not been done well.
外面看起来是你不喜欢，事实上里面是你自己知道，以过去的经验，你是不会成功的，而且呢，以你自己的特性，你是没有办法跟人家比的。
You might ask me now, well, why are you saying these things? What does it matter if I don't get things done on time?
或许你说，我如果做事情不按照时间完成的话，又怎么样呢？
Because this is not a healthy way to live.
这样子是不健康的生活方式。
This is not a way of bringing yourself up to the abilities and doing your very best.
这样没有办法发挥你的能力，而且呢，尽你最好的能力去做。
So I'm going on to prod you and to stick you to see, is this you?
所以我是在让你清楚地看到是不是你是这样的人。
Are you a person that acts indecisively, you can't make up your mind, and you force decision making on others, you won't make decisions?
你是那种没有办法自我以自己的立场做决定的人吗？是以别人的常常要用别人来帮你做决定的人吗？
Are you a person that avoids your responsibility by making others feel guilty?
你是不是常常会逃避你自己的责任，但是呢，会让别人来觉得是他们的错的人？
You might say to someone, well, you didn't get that done, when actually they were waiting on you.
那有时候你会责怪别人，是别人没有做好，事实上是你的责任。
Are you a person that does not like to make commitments to anyone?
你是不是那个不喜欢对别人做任何的承诺的人？
Do you know why you're like that?
为什么这样你知道吗?
Because you know in your own heart that you have shown a pattern of waiting, procrastinating, and never getting things done until the last minute, so you don't want to make commitments.
因为你心里明明的知道你是那个会拖延，然后会耽搁事情的人，所以你不喜欢做承诺。
Are you one that becomes very angry or irritable inside when asked to do something that you feel is unpleasant?
当你不喜欢做个事情的时候，你被要求的时候，你会是一个很容易不高兴的人，是不是这样的人呢？
Now, I know to some people, time is not important, but actually time is important.
有的人认为时间有什么关系呢？事实上，时间是很重要的。
And there are many people that find themselves constantly late for everything.
有很多人不管在什么事上总是要耽搁总是要迟到
And many times that is the characteristic that people tell that you know that's you
那这样的话久而久之别人就把你定义说你就是这样的人
They know if you're coming to a meeting you're going to be late
如果你要参加一个会议他们知道你一定会迟到
But there's no virtue in that
那这样的话是没有一个道德的这样的一个品质的
It may seem like you're not interested
就好像代表说你并不有什么兴趣
And sometimes if these meetings are at your work why they'll begin to feel like you're not interested in your job
如果是在你的工作上面的会议的话那你这样迟到别人会觉得你对你的工作不太有什么样的兴趣
Another way of avoiding our obligations sometimes is by forgetting them
有时候我们会忘记
Oh, I forgot, you said
Oh, 我忘记了
But not in reality, you didn't forget
但是事实上这是一个借口不是真实的
But it's a good way and a good excuse
但是这是一个很好的借口
How about when you pay your bills?
比如说你付这个你的账单
And your other financial obligations.
比如说你需要支付一些你应该付的
Do you always pay them late?
你是不是常常会晚交呢
This is a very poor character trait.
这个是一个很不好的一种道德习惯
And after a while, people will be careful how they give to you financially.
这样子别人跟你的钱的关系就很警觉了
Can people count on you to return a phone call that they make to you?
当别人打电话给你的时候，你是不是愿意别人会信任你会回打回去给人家呢？
How about your correspondence? Do you write? Do you answer people? Or do you wait until it's too late?
还有关于你就是跟人家写信方面，你会跟人家回信吗？你会拖延很久才回人家的信吗？
Are you a disorganized person?
你是不是常常都很乱，不做一点组织的人？
Have you become sort of addicted, to time-wasting activities like watching the TV or going out just to shop to get away?
你是常常那个看电视或者是购物，用这样来杀时间的人呢？
I wonder if any of these, are you.
如果你有这些现象的话，
I'm pretty sure.That many of you have at least one or two of these traits.
那至少如果你是那种会拖延的人，至少你会有其中我讲的一两样的现象。
And then others of you that have many of these traits.
也有人是很多样的。
It sort of shows us that there is an area in our character, an area in our life that we need to work on.
那这样的话就代表说在你的生活当中，在你的道德品格方面呢，有需要纠正的地方。
Let's see how the life of a person, how this affects your life.
那这个会影响什么呢?
You see, when we face responsibilities,
当你面对责任的时候,
and we have to be able to think and feel and act, we're going to be very predictable because people are going to know our lack of responsibility.
那在你的感受或者是工作用心方面你需要非常的有效性不然的话别人马上会看出来你做事情是不好的
Now when you start a project you young people are in school when you start school you have a very hopeful optimistic feeling that you're going to do well
当你在学校上学的时候你总是接受到一个责任你总是有一个期待说你自己可以做得很好
And then comes along some pitfalls that before you know it, your progress is just down.
但是慢慢就发现你进步的这种进度很少。
Let's look at some of these pitfalls.
我们来看看这些阻碍。
Now I want us to look at them and the idea of what do we think, how do we feel about it, and what is our action.
然后我要你想一想你感觉怎么样之后呢会有什么行动。
Now we have a project to do.
比如说你有一个计划有个工作要做
Maybe it might even be cleaning something in the house
比如说你要在家里面清洁 一个东西。
Or something very large at our work.
比如说你的工作上面有一个很大的计划。
Now our feeling is hopeful. We're beginning this.
你的感受要开始的时候你是有期待的。
But our action is we don't commit any time to get started.
问题是你的行动上你不开始采取行动不开始做。
We just look at it thinking that soon I'll get started on this.
你总是这样想说哎呀我不久后就会做的了。
Now let's look at another hindrance. And what do we think? We say, I must get started soon.
另外一种阻碍就是我想说我应该马上开始做。
Now we know that we wanted to do this to start this early. We didn't really make a commitment of the exact time, but we just say, I must get started soon.
总是提醒自己说我应该快点做但是却没有给自己一个时间的一个限制。
A little time has passed and we're beginning to feel anxious.
然后时间就慢慢过去了你心里就有一些焦虑。
But in our motivation and in our drive, we feel an unwillingness to start right now.
但是你心里面却没有那种动力要开始做。
In a way, we're thinking, well, we've got plenty of time.
因为你总是想说还有时间。
Then we begin to think, I should have started this sooner.
然后越来呢就又开始想说呢我应该再快一点开始
See, time has passed now.
因为时间已经在过去了
And our feeling now is a feeling of guilt
你现在从那种焦虑进到罪恶感
And we become busy with things just around what we're supposed to do
而却做了很多四周围、不是急着要做的事情
Actually, people will、start writing letters and calling people just so they feel they're busy,But they're not touching their project.
有时候呢会做一些周边的比如说、啊、打电话啦或者是写信啊周边一些不是很重要的事情让自己感觉自己在做事可是事实上却没有开始做你应该做的。
Now here we are trying to busy ourselves to make ourselves feel better, and then we begin to think, I really do a lot of work and I never have time to enjoy anything.
本来是想做一些事情让自己减少一点罪恶感可是慢慢你就开始发现说我真的很忙我真的做了很多事情我没有时间来做我的工作
Now we're beginning to feel a little bit of self-pity for ourselves
接下来就自怜了
I never have fun
我总是没有时间有、啊、找乐趣
So now instead of doing the project maybe we decide to go out、and do some exercise
所以就因为这样子呢就想说我应该去做一点、外面的运动或活动
Or go buy ourselves a dress
还是帮我、自己去买一套衣服
And then as time goes on we keep thinking in our mind I still have time but it's getting closer and closer to the deadline
一面想说我还有时间可以做那个该做的工作一方面呢事实上那个时间也不多了
Then we begin to think I hope no one knows
接下来你就想说希望没有人知道
And our feelings then is of shame
里面呢就开始有羞耻感
Then we try to justify why we haven't started
那外面呢我们就会、去解释说为什么我还没有做好像自己是对的
Or we avoid the people or the telephone calls regarding this project
那因为呢我们呢有很多、电话要打很多信要写所以我们就有一些理由合理化说为什么我没有做
So what you're thinking now is somehow I'll get this done
所以你的想法就是这样子你就想说反正我会做好的
Then you begin to think, you know, other people are smarter and more self-disciplined than I am
你就想说有的人比我聪明而且他们呢有的人比较有自我管理的能力
And then you begin to feel worthless
接下来你就发现自己是没有价值的。
We might make a decision now.
你就做了一个决定。
We might say time is so short it can't be done right.
接下来你就说呢，时间太短了，可能做不好了。
Maybe you'll say it's not worth all this pain I'm going through.
或许你想说，干嘛我这样子那么的、为这个事情焦急呢？
Then you say there's no way I can get this done.
后来你就想说，已经没有办法了。
Or maybe...You're the kind, maybe like a student says, I'll stay up all night and get this done.
就像有的学生就想说今天晚上我就整夜来赶这个工作。
And somehow you enjoy what you were doing and you thought, why didn't I start sooner?
然后当你开始做的时候就想说为什么我不早点做呢这个做起来是很有趣的。
And then you say, I'll never do this again.
然后你就对自己说，以后我不会再这样子了。
And in your mind, you're thinking the next time I'll start early.
所以下一次你就说呢，我下次一定会比现在早做。
So you see, it follows a pattern in our life.
那这个变成一种你的这种工作的态度的模式了。
Starting with great hope.
一开始你带着很大的期待。
Just thinking about it and getting anxious inside.
就很想很多，然后心里面很急的要做。
After a while, feeling guilty because you hadn't started yet.
因为一直没有采取行动，就开始有罪恶感。
And we're always good with a little bit of self-pity, thinking that after all, look at all what we have to do.
然后呢，看着那么多的事情还没有做，自己就开始自怜。
And then comes the feeling of shame.
接下去就会有羞耻感。
Ending up with the worthless feeling.Why didn't I do this?
最后给自己的评价就是我本身是没有能力的，没有价值的。
I guess it's because other people are smarter.
就想说是别人比我有能力，别人比我聪明。
So do you see, it's not just the act of not doing something.
所以你看到当你拖延的时候，不是只有说你没有做好而已。
But it really is what it does to you.
而是对你自己里面是有影响的。
And these are not pleasant feelings.
那这些是不好的感受。
So now I have gotten sort of, what shall I say, a name from others who says she's always late.
那这样子我就从别人有一个、名号，就别人会这样看我，就是总是那个、没有按照时间完成的人。
In fact, it becomes your name.
这样就变成你的专号了，专称了。
It's become the way people identify you.
别人会这样来认为你是这样的人。
It really isn't good.
但是呢，事实上，这是对你不好的。
Sometimes people will laugh and say, oh yeah, that's me.
有时候你心里面或许、跟人家一起笑说，我就是这样子的人。
But deep inside, they're not happy with that.
可是你的心深处，事实上是不高兴的。
Maybe some have pushed it down so much and accepted so that they really don't care.But it is a sad thing when people know you by that.
久而久之，或许你被人家认定习惯了，你也就、算了。但是呢，你心里面事实上是不是很快乐的。
Actually, procrastination is a destructive habit.
事实上，这种单言呢，是一种有伤害性的习惯。
Which we can become comfortable in because we don't want to admit that's where we are.
即使是对我们有伤害性，我们也会慢慢的就习惯在这样的一个习惯里面，而且呢，是我们不想面对我们是这样的人。
Now, some of the things that we do to dismiss this is we put off things.
那我们有时候会单言下来。
It's sort of a mental game of self-deception.
那是一种我们的思想的游戏，是自欺。
Now, there are those who...are what they have the tomorrow principle.
那就是呢明天再来的这样的一个原则。
As we said, putting it off.
那就是搁延下来。
They'll say, I'm not ready to begin right now.
总是说呢现在还不是开始的时候。
Or they'll say, I'll do this better when I feel better.
有时候你想说等我感觉好一点再来做会做得更好。
Then there's the other one that said, I just have to wait until I feel inspired.
有的人说呢，我一定要有灵感才能做。
And then there's the others that can put it off by saying, it's not too late, I'll start next week.
有的人单言的理由是说呢，还不晚嘛，我下礼拜再开始也不迟呢。
Sometimes they say, if I wait, I'll do a better job.
有的人说我等着会做得更好。
So this is the one who is used to just putting it off, not recognizing,the problem that it makes in their character.
那我们总是这样子把它耽搁下来用这些理由却没有想到事实上里面对我们有好几层的伤害。
Then we have the personality that tries to get out of it some way.
有的人是用逃避的方法。
Instead of doing their project, they'll go out to eat something.
不但没有去做该做的事而呢去、外面吃些东西。
The student that instead of writing their paper, they'll lay down to sleep.
像学生们本来应该做功课的却去睡觉。
Those who begin to say, I need to talk to someone, and they begin to talk on the phone for a long while.
也有人就想说我应该去跟谁讲一讲话就开始打起电话来了。
Or maybe they say, I'm very tired, I think I'll watch television for a while.
有人就说的我很累了我看一看电视吧。
And then right away they think, oh, I need to go help this other person.
有时候你就想说我应该去帮忙一个人的忙。
So instead of doing the job, they have learned how to do other things.
所以不但没有开始做该做的正事，却去做一些周边的事情。
That helps them to feel, well, it's all right.
那让自己感觉说我有在做事，我还好。
Now we have that person who actually has no chance to succeed.
有人呢，他根本没有机会可以成功。
For so often and so long, they've never really been able to commit themselves to these responsibilities, and they recognize themselves as one who is not a success.
因为太久了总是这样子，所以呢就体会到说自己实在是那个不能完成的人，就这样子就总是不能成功。
But instead of recognizing it, that it's her problem, that it's what she can do, she begins to feel like it's other people that have brought her to this.
有时候有这种问题，不但没有想说自己的问题要改进，而却会责备到责怪到四周围旁边的人。
They blame it on their husband, the lack of support from him.
有时候会怪先生没有给自己足够的支持。
They will try to blame their inability to do things on someone else or some other reason.
他们把自己不能完成事情怪到别人的理由或者是别人的这种能力上去。
Maybe they feel like they can't keep the house clean.Because it's the fault of the children who demands all her time.
比如说呢，没有办法把家里整理好，然后就怪说因为孩子们占据她太多的时间。
You see, they will not admit to the fact that they cannot organize.
却没有办法承认说自己没有把好好的把事情组织好。
That they have gotten into the habit of just putting things off and putting things off until they do not know how to do.
因为自己养成这种单言的习惯，到后来变成不晓得该怎么做。
This brings many problems into the life of people.
这样子对我们的生活，我们的生命里面会带来很多问题。
There are many problems between mothers and mother-in-laws.
比如说，跟妈妈跟婆婆的关系。
There are some young ladies that really are procrastinators.
那很多太太们呢，成为这种单言者。
They just don't know how to organize things.
不晓得该怎么样来组织事情。
Maybe because of inexperience or maybe it's because of their character traits.
有时候是没有经验，有时候是他们自己的那种品格的特质。
But of course, many mother-in-laws get right on that and blame them.
那这样的话，婆婆们就会怪了，怪这个媳妇了。
And then comes a vicious circle of some young lady trying to do, cannot do, feeling the guilt and the shame, and the mother-in-law there just making it very difficult for her.
所以会变成一个很恶性的循环。比如说这个媳妇呢，觉得想做好，做不好，就开始有愧疚感，然后婆婆又怪她，这样就会一直循环下去。
I want you today to stop and think, am I a procrastinator?
我要你好好的静下来想想看，我是这样的一个人吗？
Is this what I want for my life?
难道我的人生要这样过吗？
I don't think it is.
我想不能这样子下去。
Some of you would like to do better.
我相信你都希望能够过得更好。
And you need to know that you can do better.
而且你要知道你可以做得更好。
We're going to be talking about that.
我们会再谈这个主题。
The next time we talk together.
下个节目我们再来谈。
I trust that you will really consider and think about this and try to get to the place that you will admit it and that with the help of the Lord, you will change.
我希望你好好的检讨，想一下自己如果是有这样的问题的话，你有一个期待，求主，求我们的神来帮助你。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。